Nancy Sorden, again, point of information. I mean, just wanted to, the reason that they don't do the government elections that way, the pub president, because they have to be anonymous, because if you can see your vote and you can print out your vote, you can show somebody how you voted and you can get paid for how you voted. And, and we don't do that. We don't do that in presidential elections. In Pacifica, we do that. You can go in and download your ballot and show somebody else how you voted, but that's a safeguard. That's a trade-off for us.
It's a verification set, right. Okay. Well, Jan was on the stack. So, Jan? And who else?
Hi, I'm here. So I have a totally different question, and maybe there are other totally different questions. So I want to know, have we discussed with Lynn, or has anybody discussed with Lynn and or True Ballot, how the votes will be counted? Will we be using the method that Pacifica used up until the last election, prior to the last election, or are we going to use the system that the last balloting company used? And should Fred volunteer to give True Ballot the program that we use that does comply with our bylaws?
Can I respond, Bill?
Okay, go ahead, Fred.
True Ballot has tallied, I believe, a couple of our elections in the past, and they already have the Choice Plus software. They're quite familiar with Choice Plus, and I assume that they're going to use the Choice Plus software this time also.
Can we verify that? I think we should tell Lynn, and maybe this would be at least something that we could make a motion and get approved so that we are all in agreement. I'd like to make a motion that we request Ballot to use the Choice Plus software.
Essentially Choice Plus Pro. But
Choice Plus Pro software. Yeah. To count the
point of clarification.
Okay. Well, let's see. Okay, are you making a motion then, Jan?
I made a motion. Is there a second?
Well, you don't need it in committee.
Okay, so I make a motion.
Okay, and that True Ballot use Choice Plus Pro?
Yes, to count the ballot.
All right. Who else? Was that Jim that had a question?
It's Jim. It's Jim.
Go ahead, Jim.
We are talking about the ballot specifically, and I thought we agreed 5 minutes ago that we were going to send our questions to someone, have them give them to Lynn. That way we don't have to keep, going around and around talking about the same thing over and over again.
Okay, so this is, excuse me.
Well, I mean, that's correct. If you have questions or suggestions, email them to Nancy Sabarna or Tommy, or just send them to the whole list, all the committee if you want. And so Nancy can compile them, or I'll help her with that, and we can give them to Lynn. Dan did have a specific motion.
Okay. I understood that.
I'm not sure we can necessarily tell True Ballot what to do or how to do it, but I understand the point. But so the discussion's open for Jan's motion now.
I actually have a point related. It's a question, actually.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, I think that if we discussion just in general, it's a good idea to use Choice Plus Pro because we know that it complies with our bylaws. So that's important, and it's important that we relate that to the and to the balloting company and to Lynn. And I have a question that maybe Fred can answer. Am I correct that Choice Plus Pro actually allows you to have to rank two candidates at the same ranking, and it can figure out how to solve that problem, how to deal with the votes?
Fred,
we can't hear you if you're saying anything.
I don't hear Fred, but I think the answer is yes.
I was muted. Yes, the question is definitely this. Choice Plus allows multiple equal rankings. It can conduct a hybrid election of both STV and STV with multiple equal rankings.
And it
handles that perfectly, and it matches our, it was, our bylaws are sort of written to embed Choice Plus Pro, the Choice Plus Pro software is our software of choice. I don't know what else to say about that. It's a shame that Lynn's not here, because she could knock down a lot of these rumors and make more definitive answers than us thrashing around like this.
Okay. I'd like it to say, the motion is that the election committee recommends that TrueBallot use the Choice Plus Pro software to count ballots because it complies with our bylaws.
Request for information.
Okay, who's that?
Eric.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Isn't it a little bit late for that now? We're in the midst of the process. A lot of the votes, the voting is underway.
No, they have not started counting the ballots yet.
They have not. Okay.
Yeah, they won't do that until after the close of the voting period, September 30th.
Nancy,
I assume.
Nancy Sorten.
Okay, I think I heard Sandy Sabar there tell me first.
Yeah, I talked to some voters, and they've already thrown away their stub. I don't know why. They might have checked it, but they did not send it together. So they need to know from some PSA or on the air that they need a replacement ballot, and they need to send the stub together. But they just decided without reading carefully, because usually when you have a stub like that, you tear it off and keep it, and you don't send it.
Let me say, you know, the stub has the return address, so you can't mail it back without putting the stub in the envelope, unless you write the address on the outside of the envelope. So I think that's one of the reasons why this was all printed there together. Now, if you vote online, then you don't need the stub, because the same PIN number, I believe it's the same PIN number, will be emailed to you, and that will allow you to vote online. Does that answer your question, though, Nancy?
No.
Can't hear you, Nancy.
Okay. No, it doesn't answer my question. It's just that some people did not put their stub in the ballot and mailed it together. They did not do that.
How did they mail it back?
They will?
Okay, I hear a radio on. If somebody could mute themselves, please, if you have sound in the background.
Did they do a self-addressed envelope?
I don't know.
I mean, did they do a handwritten envelope? Is that how they
sent it? The KPFP ballot had a return envelope with a window in it, and the window would, you know, you'd have your stub that has the return address visible through the envelope. So if you don't put the stub in the envelope, you know, there's no way, the post office won't know where to send it to.
Unless
you write the same address on the outside of the envelope.
Yeah.
Okay, well, add that to your list, Nancy, for the questions for Lynn.
Yeah,
but let me just clarify for everybody. I know she's told us this in the past. It costs several dollars per replacement ballot for TrueBallot to process the request for replacement ballot. So if people have lost their ballot or their stub or whatever, if they get an email with the voting online voting information, it would cost Pacifica less money to just go ahead and vote that way. And you don't need the printed ballot then in that case. Now, I realize we don't have email addresses for all of our members, though. So in that case, they probably have to request a replacement ballot. Let's see, who else wanted to speak? Okay, let me see if there's anybody else. Oh, we still have this motion on the floor, but from Jan. So is there more discussion on that? Anybody have this book in yet?
Nancy Sorden.
Okay, Nancy Sorden.
Is it possible that there's another method that's compatible with our bylaws that could be used by True Ballot? Maybe they've devised their own method or their own software or whatever.
That's certainly possible. I don't know if it's been verified, though. Oh, I was going to say, just for discussion, I know last year I asked several times and never got an answer from the NES last year if what happens if people rank ballots equally. Because last year as well as this year, it's said on the ballot, don't give equal rankings, but it didn't say what would happen if you do. And if you send in a paper ballot with equal rankings, in the past it would get counted and they would get processed correctly. And I don't know what happens this year or last year. I hope they weren't just disposed of. But that's, you know, we need to know that, and the members need to know that.
So maybe that's another question to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I sent that as a question to Lynn about a week and a half ago, but then she got ill, so she's probably has a zillion questions to answer now.
So we want to make sure that the equal ranking gets counted and not thrown away, right? And we know that choice software does that, and we want to make sure that whatever software they're using does that. Is that the question?
Well, or at least people need to be – it needs to be clarified what happens if they give equal ranking. I think they should be counted, but that's my personal opinion. I don't know.
Jim,
the bylaws – I went back and looked, and the bylaws actually do not explicitly say.
Yeah. Jan Goodman on the staff?
Yeah. Jan?
I think that you know, quite a few of the things that Lynn Serpy has written has been on the basis of what happened last year. So she may have just written that you can't have equal ranking, even though, in fact, you can have equal ranking. You know, I mean, in other words, she may have written it just because that was what was written last year, but it may have nothing to do with what True Ballot and or Choice Plus Pro software can do and will do.
Okay.
So we should check on that.
Okay. Well, let's. I'd like to kind of move on. Is there any more discussion on this motion? Okay. Well, hearing none. Is there any objection to the motion?
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah, I appreciate the intent of the motion, and certainly we want to follow the bylaws on the method of counting, but unless Lynn is here to explain what the plan is from True Ballot and to hear the answer to the question that I forgot who asked it a couple minutes ago, which is could there be another method or another form of software that accomplishes the same principles that the bylaws speak to? I think this motion is premature, so it may not, you know, Choice Plus Pro may not be the only means to the end. And so I don't think we should just shoot in the dark. I think we should wait, get information from Lynn, and then decide if we even need to take up this, you know, whether based on what True Ballot is planning.
Okay. Other discussion?
So I guess I'm moving to table.
Dan Goodman?
Okay, well, motion to table is not debatable, though.
Okay.
So, are there any objections to tabling?
Yes. Dan Goodman.
Okay. Okay, well, Nancy Sabarnartrum, can you call the roll on the motion to table?
Could we have a time frame to table it, too?
Well, I would propose postponing it till our next meeting, which obviously has to be before the votes are counted.
Okay, so it's a motion to postpone?
Yeah.
Rather than table? Okay, until the next meeting?
Right. Providing that the next meeting is before the ballot count commences.
And that she's on there.
Yeah. Right, and that, well, or that we communicate with her, whether she's on that call or we've gotten answers before then, either way.
Okay, so the motion now is to postpone until the next meeting, and then
right.
It could be postponed again if necessary, I guess. All right, so... Are there objections to postponing until the next meeting?
Yes, Jan Goodman.
Okay.
I don't want them to start counting these votes some other way.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
so
well, that's what I just said.
Yeah. Nancy, can
I clarify my motion?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Bob.
I think it should include language saying postpone till the next meeting, must be held before ballot tabulation begins. And,
okay.
You know, that's a later item on tonight's agenda, is to set our next meeting date.
Okay.
Okay.
We do have a date set, but we need to confirm it, I guess. Nancy, can you go ahead and call the roll then on the motion to postpone that Bob just read?
Postpone this choice. What's it called? I forgot.
Choice plus pro.
Oh, thank you. Choice plus pro till the next meeting before counting the tabulation. Anthony Fest, how do you vote?
I vote no.
No. Okay, Anthony, no. Grace Aaron. Grace? Can I hear you, Grace? Yes, Fred Blair.
Pass.
Fred?
This is Grace. I'm on. I was muted before. I vote no.
Vote no. Okay, Grace votes no. Fred pass. Okay, Jan Goodman?
No.
No.
Nancy, Fred votes no also.
Oh, Fred no. Okay, and Jan no. Okay, and, excuse me. Charles?
Sorry, say again. Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Charles abstain. Okay, Bob Litter?
Yes.
Bob Litter, yes. Frank Lefever? He's not here. Serene Roberts? Serene not here. I don't hear you. Okay, Wesley Bethune? Wesley? I don't hear you, Wesley. Okay. Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Bill abstain. Myself. Abstain. No, I think I will say yes. Well, I don't understand. I mean, yes. Never mind. I'm sorry. Jim Brown?
Jim Brown votes yes.
Brown votes yes. And Nancy Thornton.
Yes.
Nancy Thornton votes yes. And that's all we have here. Okay. Then so we have go back to pass. No, Fred already voted no. Okay, so Anthony no. Grace no. Fred no. Jan no. Charles abstain. See, that's four no's. And were there any other no's? That's also four no. Four no. And then the yes is Bob yes. Myself yes. And Jim Brown yes. And Nancy Thornton four. 4-4 and one abstention.
How did Eric Ramey vote?
The motion. How what?
How did Eric Ramey vote?
Oh, I'm sorry. Eric, how did you?
I'm going to vote yes.
Eric,
this is Bill. I want to change my vote to no.
Okay. Bill changes to no. So there's five no and five yes. And motion failed.
Okay. Thank you.
And one abstention. Okay.
Well, we can pass this along to Lynn. And, of course, this is a recommendation anyway. So we'll see what she says.
Point of order.
And. Yeah, point of order?
Yeah.
Is that Bob?
What just happened was that the motion to postpone was defeated, but we still haven't voted on the underlying motion.
Oh, you're right. Thank you. Okay.
That's right. Correct. Thank you.
Okay, and I guess discussion is still open on it, although I hope we can wrap this up so we can move on. Any more discussion on the motion, Jan's motion?
Anthony here. Perhaps there can be a slight amendment to the language saying choice plus pro or equivalent, what's the phrase you would use? Or software, wait, let me finish, please. Software of equivalent, what's that word?
Equivalent's okay.
Functionality.
Here, I got dropped from the call. Did I miss that vote?
Okay. You missed the vote. You missed the vote to postpone, but we haven't voted on the motion yet. Motion to postpone failed. Was that Fred still talking?
I just suggested equivalent functionality.
Okay, so you're moving to amend it to say Choice Plus Pro or software with equivalent functionality?
Algorithm, that's the word I was looking for.
Oh, okay.
Or equivalent algorithm.
So who was making the amendment, Fred?
Anthony.
Or Anthony? Anthony, okay.
Jan Goodman.
All right, go ahead, Jan.
I think our equivalent functionality, comma, which complies with our bylaws.
I think that was already in the your motion, right, that it complies with the bylaws?
Yes, I guess so. That's fine. I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Does anybody need the motion read or the amendment read?
Yes, please, Anthony.
Yes, please read the motion.
Do you have that, Anthony, or?
First,
back up. Nancy, could you read the motion without the amendment, and then Anthony can repeat his amendment.
Postpone the thing we did before was postpone Choice Pro Plus Pro Plus Plus Pro. Until the next meeting, which would,
no, that was failed.
That one
failed.
Okay.
Go back to Jan's original motion.
Point of information. What was the count on that vote?
It was a tie.
It was
5 yes, 5 no. 1 abstention.
5-5-1. Okay. Nancy, could you repeat Jan's motion then?
Okay. Can Jan do it?
I will do it. The election committee of the Pacifica National Board recommends to True Ballot that they use Choice Plus Pro software to count the ballots in the Pacifica election, and then we'll put in right here, or another program which contains the same algorithm?
Yes.
Contains the same algorithm. That doesn't look right. Algorithm, which contain and likewise, and likewise,
or equivalent.
Likewise complies with Pacifica's bylaws. I'll read that all together in one, swell poop. The Election Committee of the Pacifica National Board recommends to True Ballot that they use the Choice Plus Pro software to count the ballots in the Pacifica election, comma, or another program which contains the same algorithm and likewise complies with Pacifica's bylaws.
Are you going to send that email?
Okay.
I will send it to you in a second, yes.
Thank you. That was going to do. Go ahead, Bob.
If this is what we want, I mean, I'll change it if we need to.
Okay, well, that's with the amendment. Okay, Bob?
Okay, well, first of all, just to reiterate, it sounds good in theory, but again, we're operating in the dark. We have no information. Just because it seems logical doesn't mean it matches the logistics on the ground, which Lynn would know about. So I don't think we should be voting on this. But second of all, we don't have jurisdiction to recommend anything to an outside contractor to Pacifica. At most, we can recommend that the PNB recommend to Lynn Serpy as the NES that she implement a method through the contractor. But it's an overreach to say that our committee recommends that a contractor do such and such.
Recommend.
Okay.
Jan Goodman.
Eric is
okay, let's see if others that haven't spoken for a while yet. Eric?
Yeah, I'm going to concur, absolutely. My impression of the process that's going on, the NES and the LES are operating almost autonomously. And it's like we've outsourced the process, so I'm in total agreement with what the gentleman just said. We're innocent bystanders in this whole process.
Okay. Jan, I believe, was on the stack.
What happened last year was that nobody got involved with this process, and then another program was used that somebody at the, you know, some people thought was equivalent, and nobody even was conscious of the fact that there were differences, I believe. It certainly wasn't made a big thing of until it was too late. And I am trying to shortcut that so that we're all on the same page. And I'm totally happy to say that we recommend to Lynn Serpy that she ask True Ballot. You know, and of course, the PNB has told us to do this. This is, as you say, it's only a recommendation. It doesn't say it's a demand, but we want to have people have a heads up that this, that these comply with our bylaws and that maybe something else doesn't. And we want to do it in plenty of time so that they're not all gearing up for something else, and if they are gearing up for something else, we want to have them make sure that whatever they're gearing up for complies with our bylaws. So I think this is extremely important and time sensitive, and we should vote for it. They can ignore it, you know, and I would like to add in here, amend it to say recommends to the NES, that she requests that True Ballot use the Choice Plus Pro software to count the ballots in the Pacifico election or another program which contains the same algorithm and likewise complies with the Pacifica's bylaws. I don't know that the same algorithm should or shouldn't be in there, but the important part here for me is that it complies with the Pacifica's bylaws. But I think it's extremely important that we be proactive. If we're not going to do this, which is like the core of what we should be doing, I don't know what we should be doing. So I'm
okay, thank you.
Bill, you're at time.
Okay. Thank you. We're at 80 minutes?
I move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay. Who is that?
I move to extend this, my 5 minutes.
Okay. Is there objection to moving, extending 5 minutes?
No, and then Eric would like to speak quickly within that 5 minutes.
And Nancy on the stack.
Okay. I don't hear any objections to extending. So go ahead, Eric, and then Nancy.
I just want to know quickly what this committee can do in terms of what I brought up about the PSAs. I mean, I don't think this is problematic, and I don't think this is something that can or should be postponed. I mean, can you become proactive in this? We need to do something. This is
okay. Well, we need to finish with this motion,
okay.
But please email that if we run out of time, because we can still get that to Lynn.
Okay.
So thank you. Okay, Nancy Sorden.
Yeah, okay, so I wanted to concur with what Eric said earlier, that it's probably too late to be doing this motion. And also, I want to say that it's probably okay to recommend this, but it's not going to go through because I'm looking at my ballot, and my ballot says you may not give the same ranking to more than one candidate. That's in the instructions. So to recommend that we use a software that allows us to have equal ranking goes against the instruction, invalidates the instructions in the software. Invalidates the instructions that we received on our ballot.
Okay.
So kind of, this motion's kind of moot.
Okay. Any other discussion on the motion? Okay, well, let me just say
this
something.
This is Grace.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
I think that because Choice Plus Pro
complies with the bylaws, that we should just use it. It's not a very difficult thing to use that piece, that software. And I think that possibly the other software is not as adequately in compliance with our bylaws as Choice Plus Pro. So I think it's a no-brainer at least to make the suggestion.
Okay, thank you. And I'll put myself in the stack. I was just, I know last year, I'm pretty convinced that the software did not comply with the bylaws. And it's not just about equal ranking. The way that surpluses are transferred and the order in which surpluses are transferred was not done according to the bylaws. And I know Choice Plus Pro is compatible with the bylaws, and it's been verified, sort of as Grace was saying. And this is just a recommendation to True Ballot anyway. So, but if they have a equivalent software they're already planning, I'm sure Lynn can tell us that, or they can tell us that.
Right.
Somebody else want to speak?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is Nancy from KPFT.
Okay, Nancy.
This committee is a subcommittee of the PMB. So, anyway, I don't think we use the word recommend, the PMB recommend to the ED. I don't know what's the ranking, but I don't think we do it straight to the NES. My question is, when are we going to be able to talk with this lady who's running our show? Could you, Chair, talk to her?
I don't understand what you're asking, Nancy.
When we're going to be able to talk with Lynn, that you're going to ask her, right?
Well, when we get through this motion and we need to confirm the next meeting date, which we had previously set, but we need to confirm that. Hopefully she will be on that call, but she's been ill, so she probably has a lot of catching up to do. But hopefully she will be caught up by that. I don't know. Well, let's worry about this motion right now if we can, so we can dispose of it, please. Can we go ahead and vote on this motion?
Yes. Call the question.
Is this getting late? Well, we can't really call a question in committee, but
okay.
It is getting late. So, Nancy, can you go ahead and call the roll, please? This is on. Can you please read the motion as amended again?
Yes. The Election Committee of the Pacifica National Board recommends to the NES that she requests that True Ballot use the Choice Plus Pro software to count the ballots in the Pacifica election or use another program. Use another program which contains the same algorithm and likewise complies with Pacifica's bylaws.
Okay. Actually, we did not vote separately on that amendment, I don't think, or did we?
Let me just say
if there's any objections to the amendment. The amendment was to add the R equivalent software or algorithm, correct?
Point of information, request for information, can we just recommend it to her instead of voting?
It already says that in the motion.
No, I mean, do we have to vote on this? Can't we? I guess we do, but...
Bill, you're at time.
Well, to answer your question...
Bill, you're at
you,
time.
To answer your question, thank you, Fred. We could recommend it even if it doesn't pass, but since it's a motion, we need to vote on it. So, are there any objections to the amendment?
Me.
Okay, well, please call the roll on the amendment. So the amendment is to add the part about it, or equivalent algorithm.
Yeah, and this is the vote is to recommend to the NES. All right.
Well, right now we're voting on just the amendment.
Huh? On the amendment.
If you don't have any objections to the amendment, we can just go straight to the voting on the amended motion.
The equivalent or... or another similar algorithm. All right, Anthony, how do you vote?
Okay, wait. First, are you objecting to the amendment?
Or to the whole motion?
Well, we're going to vote on the motion, but the question right now is there an objection to that amendment? Okay, well, hearing none. Okay, so hearing none, then let's vote on the amended motion, then, the way you read it just a minute ago.
The whole thing?
Yes, the amended motion.
KPFA, Anthony, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Anthony votes yes. Okay. KPFK, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Fred Blair votes yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. Charles Fredericks?
Yes.
Charles votes yes. Okay. WBA, Bob Letter?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. And Frank Lefevre, Serene Roberts, KPFT, Wesley?
No.
Wesley votes no. Bill Closier?
Yes.
Bill votes yes. Nancy Sabar and Nadi Tomy, I'm going to vote no. All right, and Deb Schachtel's not here. Okay, WPFW, Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown votes no. Eric Ramey?
No.
Eric Ramey votes no.
I'd like to change my vote.
This is Bob. Okay, Bob.
Sorry, Bob Letterer.
Bob Letterer.
Change it to no.
Bob Letterer, no. To Nancy Sorden?
Question, is this on the amendment to the motion?
No, this is the, amended motion. The motion is amended.
Okay. Recommend to the NES, to the Choice Corp Pro, or the program.
Nancy, this is what you were opposed to.
Yeah, okay. And? No, you got Nancy's mixed. Anyway, Nancy Sorden, how do you vote?
No.
No. Okay. Let's see, the yes, Anthony 1, Grace 2, Fred 3, Jan 4, Charles 5, Bill 6, I don't have anybody else, that's 6, okay, 6 yes. And then no's is Bob no, Wesley no, Nancy no, Jim no, Eric no, Nancy 7, 6. We've got 6. Motion failed.
Okay, motion fails. You can still submit it as a suggestion along with the others. And I believe we are out of time. Is that correct?
Let me just
add a request for information.
Okay.
As I recall, one of the votes was changed from a yes to a no.
Yes.
It looks like it might have been 6 no's and 5 yes. Can I just get a confirmation there?
Okay. Bob, no. Bob Letterer, no. Wesley, no. Nancy Sabarnato, no. Jim, no. Eric, no. Nancy Sorden, no. That's 6 no.
Either way, it fails, though, because it's a,
it does. Okay.
A tie would fail. Okay. So, on the agenda, review action items, I believe the only thing was that everybody on the committee is supposed to send email to Nancy and preferably to the whole committee your suggestions and recommendations.
Both. The Pakalek and Nancy Sabar.
Okay. And is there any other action items? And then I will in turn pass them along to Lynn. If you can get them to me, Nancy, and I can help you with that list if you want. And then the next meeting date, we had, at the last meeting, we had selected several possible dates, and then I in turn checked with Lynn to see which ones were likely to be okay with her. And so I'm going to go back to the calendar. And I posted them on the calendar. One was tonight, and the next one, well, let me get to the KPFK.
Tuesday, September 13th.
Thank you. Okay. So is that still okay with everyone?
Say those again. I didn't hear it quite clearly.
Tuesday, September 13th. Is that still okay with everyone? Okay.
If Lynn can join us, if she cannot, are we going to meet?
Well, we could set yet another date, an additional one if you want.
Can we see what date is good for her? That's a good question.
Well, before she got sick, she indicated that was probably okay, but I can't tell what her schedule's going to be like now for the next week.
We can't speak for her doctor.
And add another date later in the month if you want.
Before the 30th.
Okay, of September, yeah.
Well, how about Wednesday the 21st? That's one of the few dates that's not taken. That would be the second choice if she can't make it on the 13th.
Okay.
For 31st?
21st.
Oh, 21st. Thank you.
It's the third Wednesday of September.
Yeah, let's meet on the 31st. That's it.
Okay. Okay, well, the objections to the 21st of September.
As a second choice.
That's fine. I just have a quick, I don't know, just a question. I mean, we don't know what she's, we don't know if she's going to make it. I mean, that's fine and all, we're picking these dates, but if these are not workable with her, I mean, we can pick whatever we want. I'm just saying we don't know that she's going to be available.
That's correct. Scheduling it further out probably will help her as well as everybody else with their schedule. And if necessary, we can, maybe she can give us an email response that we can read.
Yeah.
I don't know. Much better to have her here in person, of course. Do you want to propose yet another date besides the 21st so she can choose?
I'm open to the entire calendar other than Saturday or Sunday.
Okay, well, we have the 21st proposed. I don't believe I heard any objections, but anybody want to propose an additional date in case?
The 21st is a Wednesday. Yeah, that's a Wednesday.
As long as it doesn't conflict with other PND meetings. Or.
Bethune here.
Right. Yeah, Wesley?
I work on Tuesdays. I took Tuesday off to attend this meeting. And Wednesday works much better for me. The 21st would be my first choice. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we already have that, but if she can't do that, would Monday the 26th work for everyone? So we can give her a choice of dates?
Oh, it's too late.
The 26th of September.
It is kind of late.
How about September 7th?
Okay. Programming committee.
Oh, we have a committee on the 7th?
Programming committee.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
My guess is she's probably going to be extremely busy catching up with things in the next week. But I don't know. And hiring two more LEOs.
It's the 12th or 13th. How about 12th?
Well, we have the 13th already on the schedule.
Yeah, but already Wesley's going to miss another day of work for... If 12th is possible for everybody, is it? Monday?
There's some local committees there.
Yeah, this is Bob. I have a conflicting meeting on the 12th. TV search committee.
Oh, that's right. I remember...
Okay, well, we have the 21st as a proposed. There were no objections. Still open to other dates if anybody wants to propose one.
And 21st Wednesday or 13th Tuesday, right?
Look,
13th is already on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear any objections to leaving it on, except Wesley works then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll just go with the 21st, and then if she can't make it on the 13th, or whenever we meet on the 13th, we can pick another date if we have to, I guess. Is that okay?
You're saying if we meet on the 13th, we can say that once again. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess I should put it this way. If Lynn cannot make it on the 13th, do we want to cancel that meeting and just go with the 21st?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's always been our practice. We give her two dates, and we go with the one she can make.
Right.
Like I said,
So we have two dates now then, 13th and the 21st, and let her pick one of those. Is that acceptable,
right,
everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Okay. Then if neither one works, we'll try again. Okay, so I'll ask her about the 13th or the 21st of September. Okay, anything else we need to do tonight?
I move to
adjourn. That's all.
Oh, good enough. Good night, everyone.
Any objections?
Good night. Thank you very much. Good
night.
Hearing
none, we're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night.